come to that place in our worship service where we want to zero in and focus and concentrate our attention on the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a story, a news, a message that God holds out to everyone and says, come, believe, follow me. That is a message that extends to everyone and to you if you are outside the kingdom. And yet there are lines that are drawn between those who have truly accepted Christ and those who have not. And those lines are given to us in Scripture that one truly confesses Jesus Christ as Lord with their mouth and their heart, that is their entire being, that one has been baptized with water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and one is a member in good standing of a Christian church. And so we would ask if, again, understanding that the invitation is to all of you, if you do not know Christ, speak to us afterwards, but if these things are not true of you, if you're not a member of a church someplace, if you've not been baptized, if you're not sure about your standing with the Lord, we would simply ask that as the bread and the cup is handed to you, just simply hand it on to the person next to you. Our passage is found this morning from John chapter 4, John's Gospel, continuing this whole theme of water from our Exodus passage, where we learned about water from the rock. John 4, beginning at verse 5, so he, that is Jesus, came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan said to him, how is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water with and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. The woman answered, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you're right in saying, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And so this table of the Lord is for those whose hearts have been exposed by Christ. It is for those who have accepted his description of who they really are in and of themselves, and have accepted the answer to that description, which is that we have sinned against a holy God in thought, word, and deed. This table is for those who have accepted God's answer in Jesus Christ as the only one who can save from the guilt and power of sin. They have found the answer to their rebellion in Jesus Christ. It is for those who have come to understand that it is not only a matter of receiving forgiveness of sin, but confessing him as Lord, the one before whom we must bow. The woman at the well accepted Jesus as Messiah, understanding that in its full, comprehensive sense, she received him as Lord, as the one who not only forgives sins, but the one who is master over her life. And that is for those who would partake of this table of the Lord. This table is not for the perfect, but for those who see their sins resolved in Jesus Christ and who are dealing with sin in their lives in the means that God has provided through the convicting work of the Holy Spirit who dwells within the lives of believers, who points us to the cross each time we are reminded of our sin and we find our forgiveness in Christ. Come to the Lord's table and celebrate with joy, with faith, with thanksgiving, the broken body of our Lord, the shed blood of our Lord. The answer to the rebellion of our hearts is found in Jesus Christ. And let's prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's Supper by contemplating the work of Christ as we sing this hymn, and it can be a time of confession of sin, if that is necessary, before receiving the bread and the cup. Let's stand together and sing.